Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live early. John Chapman's about to head to the airport to fly to Tampa Bay. So postponed my flight just a little bit just so I could get a show out. Originally, it was going to have to be like a 6:30 a.m. show. And I was like, man, they're going to unsubscribe from me. They got those notifications on. So I felt like 8 a.m. Get you guys up early. Let's talk some 49ers and Bucks. Let's go over a lot of different things. Got way too much to talk about and way too short of a time, but there's nowhere else I'd rather be. This is episode 1255 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. I got to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, Kilted Niner, and David G. You guys are the best of the best. And the chat, bump it early. What's up, Sean? How you guys doing? Appreciate all the hashtag CCs, Kevin, Celestial. What's up, Tim Ford? My man, dude, I miss you, bro. Val, Steven, you guys are the best. What's up, Alejandro? So here's what we're going to be doing today. It's kind of a preparation for the Bucks because, one, the 49ers got a lot of guys coming back. They got a lot of guys that are limited. We're going to go over the practice reports from yesterday. And it's just like, man, like if you have all these pieces, it's kind of like open the floodgates, but at the same time, you kind of have to pump the brakes because a lot of these guys haven't played coming off a bye week. You know, Shanahan kind of talked about how the bye week is a blessing, but it can kind of mess up your rhythm if you've been playing really, really well. But at the same time, guess what? The 49ers are coming off a win. You beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's a given. The 49ers have not won two games in a row this entire season. One game, win. Lose a game, win a game, lose a game, lose two games, win a game. There's no streaks that have taken place for the 49ers. They haven't. And then you flip the script and you look at the Bucks. They're coming off three consecutive losses. So they have a bye week after this game. It's a short week for them. They played Monday night against the Chiefs. That's huge. That's huge. Shout out to my man, David. Appreciate you, buddy. Says, John, quick comment. RIP Mooney's daughter, 100%. Prayers up for them. Mooney's not with the team currently. Shanahan said that Mooney was currently in Dallas and that I think the funeral was Friday. And again, with these things, I thought Shanahan did really – I don't have the clip here. Sorry, I was getting ready for the trip all day yesterday. That's why there was no show. And so I didn't get to splice up the clip, so I apologize on that. But I thought that he handled it well. He basically said there is no timeline. He gets as much time as he needs. And, you know, as somebody that's been through a lot of that type of stuff, sadly, and I know a lot of you have as well, every person handles it different, and you just let the people handle it the way that they need to handle it. Some anger, some need space, some have to go right back to work and act like nothing's wrong. Everybody just does it differently. So all you do is be there and support. And just be there and support. And that's what we got to do as fans, is just be there and support. So thank you, Devin. Prayers up for that family. Absolutely just horrifying. But we love him, and he's a part of us. That's just what it is. That's what it is. Val, who will win today? Bengals, Ravens. I have Ravens to win. I would say the Ravens, but the Ravens struggle so bad in those AFC North divisional matchups. You know, whenever I do my bets every single week, like there's a few axioms I just try to stay away from. I don't like Thursday night games. I hate Thursday night divisional games. I don't like ever betting on anything that has to do with Josh Allen. Like there's just certain things. And with the Bengals Ravens, I'm not putting a bet on it. I do not like the Ravens are really good. But whenever they play in the division, it's just weird. So I just stay the hell away. That's just me. And sometimes the best bet you can make is no bet at all. But I would say the Ravens. Hey, Sin, how we doing? What's up, Kim? Dude, I love it. Rook, John, I haven't had my coffee yet, but happy to be here, man. I got my coffee, just poured it. I got my engraved 49ers Fred Warner mug. That's what's up. Shout out to Mike C, who made this custom for me. He's the best. You know, and me, I've always got the pumpkin spice creamer. Delicious. That's who I am. That's who I am. I stock up on pumpkin spice latte Starbucks creamer so that I can make it through the winter. That's how I hibernate. What's up, Grand? Grand A, appreciate you guys. Invader, yeah, perfect response. We're on Ward's timeline. That's all you could do. RTP, my man. Thought you were the air already. Coming in tomorrow. Dude, can't wait to hang out. Yeah, so we fly out here as soon as this show's over. I have to post the audio, and then bags are packed, man. It's time to bounce. That's just what it is. So let's go through. And again, for a lot of people, most of the emails I've gotten and DMs I've gotten have to do with CMC. How much is he going to play? And also our new guy, Khalil Davis. So if you guys are subscribed to the site, our Patreon, or the 49ersrush.com, Khalil Davis breakdown's up. It's under the player breakdowns tab on the 49ersrush.com, or it's just at the top on Patreon. But that is up. So if you want to go watch full game breakdown, all 22 tapes, see what he is. I really enjoyed watching him. Do I think he's a starter? I do not. But the newest 49er, he's good. He's a good player. He's not great. He's a depth piece that fits what we do. He played in our system coming from Houston. He teammates with Malik Collins. They went to the same college together, Nebraska. It's going to be a good fit. It's going to be a really good fit. And you could argue, let's go through the practice report. It's lengthy. The 49ers had four players not practice yesterday, starting with Kevin Givens groin, our defensive tackle. Like you automatically, you know, you have Evan Anderson, who I would prefer Evan Anderson get more snaps than our new guy, Khalil Davis. You know, they're just giving Evan Anderson 14 snaps a game. And maybe their entire player development program for Evan Anderson is, dude, just keep giving him bite-sized chunks. Let's don't give him too much, and let's just allow him to grow until he can prove he wants more, he can handle more. So if that's the case, Khalil Davis, that dude, he's been in the NFL for 5 years. That dude got 35 snaps just a couple weeks ago. So, like, he can take those Kevin Givens snaps. Now, my biggest concern with the defensive tackle room, it's your other starter, Jordan Elliott. He's not been consistent, and he hasn't been really good. Every fifth play, he makes a freak play, but the other four are really, really bad. I would prefer Kevin Givens more snaps, but I doubt he plays this week. I would prefer Evan Anderson more snaps, but maybe they just want to keep him at that 14. Or I would prefer more Khalil Davis snaps, because the game we broke down was against the Patriots. The Patriots aren't great, but they have a good interior line. I think it was 35 snaps. I counted one or two negative plays, and they weren't even like bad negatives. So like he's not an explosive player. His metrics are explosive, but he's a consistently do his job guy. And sometimes that's what the Niners need. You need less Chase Young. You need less Javon Hargrave. You need less Randy Gregory. You need more Leonard Floyd. You need more Kevin Givens. You need more guys that just do their job, right? I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe that comparison was a little too quick off the cuff, but I'm telling you, like, yeah, Chase Young's a better player than Leonard Floyd is now. There's no doubt about that. However, when we would go through our tapes last year, it was just like, oh my God, what is Chase Young doing? Like, consistently. You don't get that with Khalil Davis. You don't get that with Kevin Givens. You don't get that with Leonard Floyd. I know we're not over the moon with those guys, but they don't mess up. That's the key. That's the key. All right. So sticking with the practice report, Chris Conley, hamstring, did not practice. It just seems like, you know, right here, Mike, he says, if he activates CMC, who are we cutting, John? The obvious candidate is Ronnie Bell. The obvious candidate is Ronnie Bell. However, wide receivers just cannot stay healthy. It's not Ronnie Bell's fault. I don't believe in curses. We've talked about that in the past. It's not my thing. But it's just like, man, Ayuk's hurt. Conley's hurt. You got Ricky Pearsall's hurt. Debo's hurt. Juwan Jennings hurt. Somebody's hurt all the time. I think if there was a fully healthy wide receiver room, Ronnie Bell is the obvious answer. But with Chris Conley out, yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, again, let me sidetrack. We're going to be all over this episode. Sorry about that, guys. 49ers added wide receiver Russell Gage to the practice squad. I thought that was a home run. You added Tayshawn Gibson. You know, he's been with the 49ers forever. Back to the practice squad. So you do have that wide receiver depth, and I would vault. Russell Gage goes to the top of the practice squad wide receivers. I put him over Tay Martin. Put him over Trent Taylor. Put him over those guys. Like, Russell Gage is a player. Now, is he a great player? No, but he's a veteran that speed and all those things haven't been diminished yet, at least to my knowledge. We'll have to see how he plays. So my initial answer to your question, Mike Nichols, if CMC is activated, I would cut I would cut Ronnie Bell, but it's probably not going to be the case. Sadly, probably the fourth tight end, Braden Willis. I think that is an option as well. There's a lot of guys. They might end up putting somebody on IR to free up that spot. So, you know, those are two players. Kevin Givens, Chris Conley didn't practice. Trent Williams didn't practice because of rest. Charvarius Ward didn't practice because of personal reasons. Now, limited, okay? And I think that this was huge. This was huge. What's up, Felicia? How we doing? Wonderful to see you here. We got David in the house, too. What's up, guys? Aaron, I freaking love Aaron. Ronnie Bell might be the Tanya Harding of the receiver corps to stay on the team. Someone needs to investigate. That dude's just, he's done nothing wrong. I don't think that he's hurting players. I don't think that he's blackmailing Shanahan. I don't think that he's blackmailing the special teams coach, Brian Schneider. But it is hilarious. Ronnie Bell / Tanya Harding. Have we ever seen him in the same place? That needs to be asked. These are the questions. These are the questions. Limited. A lot of players. Nick Bosa hip. Not concerned. He will be playing. John Feliciano knee. I do not think that Feliciano will be activated this week. His 21-day practice window is open, but I don't think that he's going to be dressed out. I could be wrong there. I think they're going to take their time with him unless he just goes out and shows in practice. Oh, dude. I'm 100% better than all these backups you have on the interior. And if that's the case, then I think, let me go to the roster here real quick, because I don't want to misspeak here. Because again, anybody that you activate, you have to cut somebody. That's just what it is. I would say Ben Bartsch would probably be that guy. Maybe Dieter Eiselson. You remember we got him from the guard. He might be that guy. Like those are players that I think you would move off of. Not Spencer Burford, not Nick Sakil. Obviously, you're not cutting Jake Brindle, no matter how much it might be a possibility. But yeah, I would say Dieter Eiselin, sorry, that's a hard name, or Ben Bartsch would be the guys that you would cut there.
Thank you, Noah, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff. And there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. from the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Yetur Gross-Matos, he got his practice window opened a couple days later than CMC, which was a little weird timetable, but I don't expect him back this week, but it would be awesome. It would be awesome. Juwan Jennings, hip, he's limited. And then Christian McCaffrey. I want to talk about this for a moment, along with Jordan Mason. Christian McCaffrey is Achilles, and most of the questions are, man, is CMC going to play? If so, how much? Is CMC going to play? If so, how much? So we're going to do a giveaway. Shout out to my man, David Gill. We got Veterans Day coming up Monday. And, man, I probably should announce this with more time, so I apologize. So anybody that has served in any way, shape, or form for the Armed Forces of the United States, we want to do a giveaway. All you got to do, very, very simple. You got to tell me how many snaps Christian McCaffrey is going to get. And you just got to tell me which branch of the Army, Navy, whatever armed forces you served in. Just email me, okay? 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to send you some goodies to whoever gets right. If two people have the same answer, whoever emails me in first. So any veteran that has served in any facet, just email us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. How many snaps do you think CMC gets this week? From 0 up to 95, whatever. Just got to email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. If there's a tie, the winner will be whoever emailed in first, their timestamp. So we'll see that. But just a little extra fun way. This was David G's idea, and I freaking love it. Appreciate your service, David. And man, anything we can do to give away and spread some joy to people that have sacrificed so much, got to love that. Got to love that. So CMC being back, it just changes everything. If you look at where the 49ers have been with third downs, not good. Red zone, not good. Everything else is fine. That's where CMC is better than everybody else. And so I think that's just so important. Now, I do not, and y'all could use this information if you want to guess. It's a guess. CMC, I don't think that he plays the full game. I really, really don't. I don't think that he needs to. Now, do I think that he plays half the game? I think he plays more than that. But I don't think we're going to see him out there where he takes three snaps off the whole game. I really, really don't. Let's say we have 65 snaps. I think a 35 to 40 makes a lot of sense. I just think it does. And so, oh, look at my man, Corey Robbins. Again, another person serving. Can't wait to hang out this weekend. Thank you for your generosity, my friend. Corey's the freaking man, one of the producers of today's show. And good friend. Can't wait to hang out with you in Tampa. Thank you so much, brother. Dude, he's back from overseas. Can't wait to see that, dude. Oh, look at this. Thomas says, Veterans Day is my birthday. That's what's up. Jason, Talofa, brother. Talofa. Ed, look, oh, man, I love this. One of my favorite things about this, and this weekend's huge because we're going to Tampa Bay and I'm going to get to meet so many people face-to-face, is learning these stories. Y'all know a lot about me. I want to know more about you guys. And so I appreciate whatever you share and you make yourself vulnerable. Ed, you're the best. He says, my son is a Purple Heart Afghanistan combat veteran. Love this. I mean, any way that we can shed light on positivity, I just think that's a big deal. I freaking love it. So, Ed, thank you for your family sacrifice. Y'all are the best. Ooh, David says CMC will play 40-plus snaps. I hope he does. I think we all hope he does, except for the Bucks. The Bucks are like, man, just ease him back in. Just ease him in right here. Michael, he says CMC will be working back to shape well before the official. Yeah, CMC's working out. That's all there is to it. Whether he's dressed as Tin Man, looking all goofy or whatever, that dude's a worker. That's just what it is. What's up, Steven? How you doing, man? Glad to see you here. So I'm curious about this. Now, we had the question, how is Jordan Mason's shoulder? Again, we're going out of order a little bit here. That's okay. Jordan Mason was a full participant. That is gigantic. So it seems like the bye week was what he needed. And again, what motivates players to get ready? I don't know Mason's shoulder situation. I know that it has been a lingering issue for 3+ weeks and that he is not the same player with that shoulder. I also know Isaac Garrido has taken major strides. You miss more time, you get left behind. You are an undrafted free agent. Isaac Garrido, somebody they traded not one but two picks to go up and get. You got to show up or you lose your job. CMC's back. You got to show up or you lose the number two job. So I don't know the situation there. This is all conjecture on my part. I hope Jordan Mason is 100%. I am a Jordan Mason truther. I think that he is a top 15 back in the NFL with his skill set. I really, really do. However, when Jordan Mason's not healthy, Jordan Mason is not good. He is not good. And if he is not healthy, I don't want him to be the number two. And if Purdy will not throw him the damn ball, I don't want him to be number two, even though I think he is a top 15 back. So this is an important week for Mason. I don't know what the shakeout's going to be. My assumption is Christian McCaffrey's going to be the starting running back. Who the number two guy is, I think it depends on the situation. You got to take CMC off on third down, put out Garrido. You got to take CMC out on a short yardage, you put in Jordan Mason. So we'll see what that looks like. I know a lot of people are like, no, Garrido, rookie. I'm not ready to give up on Jordan Mason at all. Not even a little bit. So we'll see what that is. we got it right here. I like this life. Thank you, Val. Appreciate that. Invader says, I don't think Matos is eligible to return until next week. That's what I thought, too. I was wrong. No, Matos he's eligible. Whenever you activate the 21-day practice window, you have to wait the 4 weeks, and then you can do that. So he's eligible. He's ready to go. That's what it is. So right here, Mike, he needs one more week. He's on my opponent's team fantasy. You, my friend Mike, my good friend Mike, you are in the position of the Bucks. They don't want to see Christian McCaffrey back there. After it all, they don't. But you're going to, so I'm sorry, buddy. CMC is going to light it up this week. And if you have Christian McCaffrey in fantasy, you got to play him. If you have Jordan Mason in fantasy, which I have both in my home league, you got to bench Jordan Mason. You got to. You got to wait and see. Jordan Mason might not even be the number two running back. You don't know. So anyway, take that for what it is. I'll be at the game, and so I'll try to get in there early. We're hosting a gigantic tailgate, but I'll try to tweet out what the running back rotation is and warmups to let everybody know. But I do have to tell you, I will be hosting a party and partaking in beverage. So that is not a reliable. I'm not an insider. Don't want to be an insider. I want to tailgate. I want to party. I want to have a good time. I want to hang out with people. So we'll see. Maybe you could ask your other beat reporter follows. What is the running back rotation and warmups? That's going to be key. Now, if you are going to the game this week, you got to come hang out with us, baby. Oh, Saturday, November 9th. Man, just a couple short days away. 2 to 8 p.m. Frank Gore is going to be partying with us at the Brick House Tavern in Tampa Bay, Florida. Get your tickets. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. This is going to sell out. We asked the place to build an extension so we can host more people. We're in the process of getting the city permits for that because obviously Frank Gore's in town. Everybody's got to show up. We'd love that. But right now there's limited tickets available. If we get that permit process, we'll be able to add another 100 or so guests, which would be very, very good. We want to bring everybody that wants to be around. Kids get in free with a ticketed adult. Check that out. Frank, I mean, get to meet Frank Gore. It's not like he's just there. You take a picture with the dude. You get an autograph with the dude. Ah, so pumped about this. Then we got our tailgate, which is going to be a blast, man. 3407 West Hyder Street, one block east of the stadium. We got the entire lot rented out. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Come party with us. And if you see me, if you go to the game and you see me, please say hi. Introduce yourself. I don't know what you look like. You know what I look like. Look for the rosy red cheeks. I'll have a beer in my hand. Please say hi. It's my opportunity to say thank you, which is very important to me because I don't like the one-sided. I like relationships. I like friendships. It's very, very important to me. So, Alejandro, how many rushing yards do you think for CMC, John? Ooh, I do like this question. Let me say this. I care way more about Christian McCaffrey's receiving yards than I do his rushing yards. But if I had to guess, you're probably not going to like it. I'm going to say 48 rush yards. 48 rush yards. I want another 30 receiving yards. That's what I care about. We'll see. I think all the betting, you know, everything is kind of way off. Nobody knows what's going on. So we'll see. I'll put my bets out Saturday. Once the plane takes off for the 49ers, we'll know who's playing, who's not, all that stuff. I'll put those out hopefully Saturday morning at worst. Saturday night, Sunday morning. This week we got to wait. We can't put out all of the betting data before we know who's playing because we do not know. We don't know. Now, we're still not even through the injury report. Good Lord. Jake Moody, he was limited with an ankle. 100% he's going to be kicking. You released the kicker off the practice squad. Debo, he was limited with his rib oblique, wore a blue non-contact jersey. Not concerned about that. Mitch Wisnowski back. Little bit concerned. Mitch has been awful this year. He's had a couple good punts, but by far, like, bottom 10 punter in the NFL. Last year was close to top 5. This year, bottom 10. I'm concerned for Mitch Wisnowski's future. Hopefully, not because of the injury, because he's just not effective. Now, we paid him that money and whatever else, but like Mitch has been a major concern in the punting game for why we've been so bad. He doesn't have the hang time. He doesn't have the distance he once had. I think they're telling him to try to kick it short because our coverage is so bad because of Brian Schneider. But I don't expect the punting unit to get better. I really, really don't. But the full participants, and this is huge, Jordan Mason, who we talked about, Renardo Green, him being back with Charvarius Ward. I think we have four very good corners. I really do. I include Isaac Yiadom in that conversation. With Charvarius Ward out, your outside corners, Renardo Green, Diamador Lenore. You go to nickel, you bring in Isaac Yiadom, you kick Demo inside. You got three. Now, who's the fourth guy if Charvarius can't play? Is it Daryl Luter Jr., who's been terrible on special teams, or is it Rock Ya-Sin? I don't know. We'll have to see what that looks like. And D Winners, which is very important. You're playing the Tampa Bay Bucks, that screen, one of the best screen teams. Rashad White, one of the best screen running backs in the NFL. You need speed. We have the need for speed. That's where we're at. So I think that's huge. Now, the Bucks practice report, Baker Mayfield didn't play. He didn't practice. He's got a toe. Baker Mayfield's been awesome this year. I'm not a Baker guy. I'm a Longhorn, so I hate him anyway. But that dude, he leads the NFL in touchdown passes. He has 23 touchdown passes. Six straight games with two-plus touchdown passes. That's nuts. To put that in perspective, Brock Purdy's got 10 touchdown passes, guys. Brock Purdy has not had two games back-to-back this season with two touchdown passes. And he's not coming out. He only had one touchdown pass against Dallas, so it's not even like it's going to extend. So Baker Mayfield has been playing lights out. And I understand he's without Chris Godwin, who's probably not going to play again this year. He's without Mike Evans, who's got a hamstring issue. But that dude's still throwing multiple touchdown passes, even without those guys. I mean, Baker is balling out. There's no other way to put it. Now, here's what's crazy. All their wide receivers are hurt. Chris Godwin's done for probably the year. Evans, he's out with a hamstring. Sterling Shepard, their new number one running back or wide receiver, he's out with a hamstring. Did not practice. Might play this week, but that hurts. And then the rookie that they drafted in the third round, Jalen McMillan, he's out with a hamstring. So you got three wide receivers with a hamstring and one with a broken fibula. Their strong safety, Jordan Whitehead, did not practice with a quad. They're coming off a short week. Like, their bye week's the following week. So their coach is sitting there like, okay, if you're the Bucs and you look at Todd Bowles, who I think is a good coach, very boring though. You've lost three in a row. You got to get out of that rut. But you got a bye week the next week. Do you push these guys harder than you want to get them for this one game? But then you might lose them long term. Hamstring issues, you can't push. You can't push those. That's a soft tissue injury. It has to heal. It has to. That's why they're in the whole situation with Mike Evans anyway. They pushed him, and then, yeah, he pulled it. So, I don't know. Limited, they got a lot of players. Offensive line, Ben Bredsen, shoulder. Defensive line, Greg Gaines, calf. Defensive end, William Golston, knee. Running back, their stud rookie running back, Bucky Irving, toe issue. These are all limited guys. Linebacker, J.J. Russell, ribs. Defensive lineman, Vita Vea. Probably their second best player on their team, hip, limited. I think he's going to play. But this roster's not awful. The Bucs, they have a handful of studs. But whenever they lose those studs, it changes dramatically. Studs that they had on their team. Mike Evans, not playing. Chris Godwin, not playing. Baker's playing like a stud. Tristan Wirfs, all right, we get some NFL draft PTSD. He's a stud. Vita Vea, stud. Zion McCollum, he's the number one cornerback in the NFL right now for PFF. Stud. Anton Winfield Jr. was a stud. Hasn't been great this year. They've got some studs around their team. There's no doubt about it. But they're missing a lot. And the other ones are banged up. You look at the 49ers report, and I told y'all this. I told you the spread got down to 5 points. And if you're going to bet it, you got to bet it on Tuesday, Wednesday. I told y'all that. I told you it was going to go back up to 6 points. It's back up to 6 points. So you had that little dip. Everybody's like, whoa, 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 whoa. The injury reports come out for the 49ers. Everybody's like, okay, CMC's back. Debo's back. Juwan Jennings back. Everybody's back. Then you look at the Bucs, they're like, ooh, they're missing even more guys, including Baker. It jumped up to 6, and I don't think it's going to stay at 6. I think this ends at 6.5. So if you are going to bet the spread on the 49ers, you need to jump on this. It's going to go up, and if you do bet, here's where you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Invader, he says, according to Ben Peterson's SOP, which I love, Evans shouldn't play. Evans isn't even a chance that he's going to play. They were considering putting him on IR. But with his injury, he could miss 3 weeks, including the bye week, and come back. There is less than 1% chance that Mike Evans plays this week, in my opinion. I'm not following everything, but like with a bye week looming and it's already a re-injured hamstring, Mike Evans is out. He is not playing this week. Again, I'm a betting man, but that ain't going to happen. I like this, though, Invader. Bosa versus Wirfs. Yeah, must see TV. That's going to be awesome. Worse is awesome. There's no doubt about that. How they handle Bosa, where Bosa lines up, that's going to be interesting. Bosa likes the left side, defensive left side, so he won't be going against them too much. But I hope we get a couple reps out there. I like best on best. That's always who I have always been. There we go. Ooh, David says, my Fighting Irish and the 49ers win by double digits this week. I'm not a Fighting Irish guy. I am not. I love their mascot, love the colors. I actually like their coach a lot. But we'll see. We'll see. You want to know how much I love y'all? I will be hosting an event during my Longhorns playing football. That's how much I love y'all. I hope y'all understand that. Sacrifices have been made. I'm just joking. But it is hard sometimes. The good news is we're at this awesome sports bar, so I'll be able to peak the score every now and then. But whenever our events go, it's mayhem. I'm running around like a crazy animal. But anyway, I can't wait. Now, a couple things that I wanted to touch on for our scouting report. We're going to do a full scouting report episode, but I'll do that once I'm in Tampa Bay. Couple things with the Bucs. They're 4-5. We're 4-4. Very similar teams. They've lost 3 in a row. They're coming off the short week. They played Monday night. Defense played 84 snaps. 84. They're going to be tired. Run the ball. Run the ball. Run the ball, Kyle. Run the ball, Kyle. Run the ball, Kyle. Especially early. Wear them out. Their top 5 offensive players, they're missing 3 of those. Baker Mayfield, who will play this week, but he didn't practice. Sterling Shepard, brand new kind of backup wide receiver 1, he didn't practice. Bucky Irving didn't practice. I mean, they've just, so many of their guys are banged up. It's just what it is. Like, they are not healthy at all. Now, the 3 losses. You look at their schedule. They beat Detroit. That's their crowning achievement. They beat Washington. Like, they beat good teams. They beat the Eagles. Like, they could beat good teams. Now, they lost to Denver. They got blown out by Denver. They lost to Atlanta 2. They lost to the Ravens. No foul in that. They lost in overtime to the Chiefs. They're a good football team that is scrappy. They stick around and they play. There's no doubt about that. Now, you look at their rankings. Defense isn't good. PFF has them as 25th. Special teams, 23rd. Nothing. We're 24th. So they're right by us. They're right by us as far as what they do. Now, this has been a one-sided matchup. The 49ers have played them 26 times. The 49ers have won 20. It's pretty one-sided. Last time the 49ers played them, Brock Purdy had a perfect passer rating, 158.3. Can't get any better than that. Threw for 3 touchdowns, 333 yards. 4 incompletions. I mean, he was just lights out. Lights out. Now, you look at the defense of the Bucs, and it's bad. It is bad. They have good players. 28th points allowed out of 32. 30th yards allowed. 31st first downs. You can move the ball at will. 28th yards per rush. Now, every time Kyle Shanahan plays a team that gives up a lot of yards per rush, he just throws the ball like a crazy man. I hate it. You hate it. We all hate it. And it scares me because it's just so obvious that the 49ers are going to run the ball down their throats now that you got all these running backs healthy. But Kyle's going to be like, nope, we're throwing the ball 35 times this game. I really hope that's not the case. I really hope we stick to the run game. I really, really hope we stick to the run game. Offensively, they're a good offense. They're a top 5 offense across every metric. Now, their whole persona is keep it close, win in the fourth, which is the antithesis of the 49ers. If it's close, we're going to lose in the fourth. That's just what it is. We're going to find ways to lose the game this year. Hopefully, that's not what it gets to. You've got to get a sizable lead to where they cannot come back. They're fifth in points, fifth in yards. They're a top 5 offense, 2nd in first downs, 5th in passing yards. Now, they don't run the ball a lot. 23rd in rush attempts, but they're 10th in rush yards. So they're very, very effective. 4th in yards per rush attempt, 2nd and 3rd down, 2nd in the red zone. Baker Mayfield has been on fire. On fire. So you got to go do what you got to do. Look at this. We got all caps, feed Garindo. I wouldn't be upset if that means we run the ball more. I will take it. I don't care who gets it. I don't care. Look, Alejandro, man, appreciate the compliment, my friend. Just working and listening to this great pod. Dude, we starting the morning off right. Yeah, right here. Dan Mabb. Mayfield interceptions, Brown and Green. I will be betting the over. I haven't looked at the spreads yet on Mayfield throwing an interception. That I will be doing. Yes, yes, yes. Brian Carter, what's up, brother? CMC is playing. So, again, for all those who have served, you got to get Mara to email in, buddy. Email me. Again, if you missed this, we're giving away a huge package. It's got a Salute to Service 49ers hoodie. I've got a residency hat. We're going to be, I'll throw some other goodies in there, a 49ers Rush t-shirt. The winner, all you got to do is email us 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me what branch you served in and how many snaps you think Christian McCaffrey will have. If there is a tie, it will go to the earliest timestamp. That's what we're going to be doing. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Anytime we give something away, which the trip, if you're coming to any of the events we got this weekend, we have four suitcases full of giveaways of jerseys and cards and hats and shirts and towels and all kinds of stuff, man. And so it's fun whenever we get to go and act like Oprah, just like you get something. It's always a good time. So I appreciate you guys. I know this is a short show. I've got to head to the airport, but just want to say love you guys. This is awesome. The 49ers football is back. You're getting all these reinforcements back. Cannot be more excited, and you should be as well. If you're going to Tampa, you better come hang out with us. And if you see me at the game, please say what's up. But that's going to do it. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.